I'm Bob Main, and the reason I carry a gun is because I can't carry a cop. Welcome to another middle-of-the-week episode of the Handgun World podcast. This is going to be a brief show, pretty quick, just a testimonial that I want you guys to hear. You know I talk a lot about training. Yeah, I know. Well, it's because I believe so much in training. You need to learn how to get the most out of what you already own. A lot of people are in a gun-buying mode right now. Understandably, I understand why you're out there buying guns and ammo, because of the gun control climate that we're staring right at in the face. And it seems like these people just won't go away. And it's a big concern. It's scaring people to death. But have you got the most out of what you already own? Can you prevail in a gunfight if that unfortunate day comes? Can you prevail? Well, close range gunfighting is a class that I'm teaching in May. I've taken it 4 times, and I've taken advanced close range gunfighting through Suarez International. So as most of you know, I'm one of the newer staff instructors at Suarez International, and I'm teaching their signature course, close-range gunfighting, in May. Well, last summer, a student came through the San Antonio close-range gunfighting that John Payne taught, and he actually gave me an unsolicited testimonial. He just called it into my show and had this to say.
Hey, Bob, this is Damien from Dallas. I've been meaning to call in and give you a little bit of my perspective on close-range gunfighting that we attended in San Antonio. I've been really busy, so forgive the delay here. I'm doing this while I'm driving, so none of this is scripted. It's just coming straight for me like we're having a cup of coffee. But what I wanted to do first is maybe describe what I was expecting coming in and then what I actually experienced. My background's in the military, U.S. Army. I was an M1A1 tank gunner. So I was in charge of all the firing systems, and I kid around with my friends and say that I shot one of the largest direct fire calibers that we have access to, which is a 120-millimeter smoothbore stable round. But despite my military background, I got out of the military. I started doing some training. I was fortunate enough to have a former Cooper student from Jeff Cooper, a friend of mine that has a ranch here in Texas, and he has passed on some of the things that he learned from Jeff Cooper by having some people over to shoot at his ranch. Now, he does this for his friends. It's not something he makes money out of. So I was fortunate enough to have some experience with some of those things there. Started shooting competitively just a little bit, not full bore yet, before I attended close-range gunfighting. So close-range gunfighting technically is my first true training. At that level or at any level, be honest with you. So going into it, I didn't know what to expect. Bring 500 rounds minimum. I know through IDPA sometimes it says bring 100 rounds and you shoot 80. So I was thinking, okay, we'll shoot about 450, worst case 500 rounds in 2 days. I started kind of doing the math. That's 250 rounds a day. I was assuming about 20 people. I had no idea how many people would show up. But so based on all these assumptions that I was making, I figured it was going to be a lot of classroom time and then some shooting after the instruction. And because I'll go through 200 rounds at a gun range in 30 minutes. So I was thinking it's going to be a lot of classroom time and then a little bit of shooting. And so it was going to be educational. So I was envisioning like a table we were all set at, a whiteboard, and then eventually we'll go out to the range and shoot a few rounds and come back and talk more about the next techniques. So that was what I was expecting going in. I will say, first of all, thank you and Suarez International, because I was the lucky guy who ended up winning the free ticket. So I went over there to San Antonio from Dallas, and I was jacked about experiencing this event, having no idea. So just wanted to kind of lay the groundwork of what my expectations were. I read a lot of the criteria or agenda on the website from Suarez International. At the site, I read a lot of stuff. Most of it didn't mean anything to me. Move off the X, lateral, I don't know what any of this stuff means. I was inside an M1 tank. So So my expectations going in, that's what they were. So what did I actually experience? Well, I get there and, you know, we have mostly shooting and, you know, the actual lecture part of the experience was much less and the shooting was the main event. So it was completely opposite of what I expected. And also we were able to shoot on two different lanes with, I think, 8 targets on each side. So, I mean, we had 16 people shooting at a time. So it wasn't like a GSSF match where you sit there and wait for an hour and a half to shoot 15 rounds and wait another hour and a half. This was full action, actual live fire exercise. The focus was on shooting. So that was a really cool experience. The lecture part was important. John Payne is amazing on how to explain the things that he knows and the techniques he's going to teach you, why they work, background on some of the, you know, the history of why they come up with these techniques. I mean, it was a lot of education, but it was mainly focused on let's go shoot and put it to practice. And to have, John Payne kind of watch over us initially as we start doing the drills. It was a really, really different experience. It was mainly shooting, very little classroom. It was also kind of cool to kind of see you, Bob, becoming a assistant instructor and having John Payne kind of work with you through that. I know you're new to this and he's kind of, helping you, earn your stripes and I think you did a phenomenal job. And John Payne is such a, calm and, person and just very, very patient when he worked with us. If he needed to work with us on certain things, he was very patient, and we were there to learn, and you got the sense from John and yourself and all the other instructors that were participating that we're here for you, so don't get frustrated. If you're doing something that you're not getting, we're here to slow things down and make sure you get it, and I got a lot out of it. It was an amazing experience. Now, so that was a true experience. It was all shooting. In fact, I shot almost 800 rounds, and I had to start getting conservative at the end because I didn't bring but 800 rounds. I know some people there shot 1,250 rounds. Now, the cool part of that is that it's a lot of shooting, and through repetition is how you really pick things up. So that was a very, very great experience to be able to do that much shooting and practice these drills. The techniques that were covered there are things that I didn't even, didn't know about them. I didn't even know to know about. I mean, it was just stuff I've never heard of before, never considered. Transitioning, moving to the right, transitioning your firearm to the left as you have the ability maybe to protect a loved one on the right. How to stack the enemy's numbers against you. Techniques on how to fire up close. Fire while moving back and then moving laterally. I mean, things that after I got back home, I dry fire practiced these drills at home, and I realized, wow, these are potentially life-saving techniques. I would have never known how to react to a lot of different situations that are very, are very possible. We didn't learn anything like this. That you have a 1% chance of being in this type of situation. We learned stuff that, according to everything you hear out there, stuff that you will probably experience in a real-world close-range fight with a gun. And the techniques that I learned, I honestly believe, have put me in a position where it can save my life or the life of those around me, because up until that class, I had no clue on how I would handle a lot of the common situations that could occur in a close-range gunfight. And coming out of there, I realized that you don't know what you don't know. I think I'm a pretty decent marksman. I go to the square range, and I can put a lot of holes in this, a lot of bullets in the same hole. I do a little competitive shooting here and there. And, I think I'm pretty good. I'm not a rookie. I'm not an expert. But, man, you go to one of these classes, and you realize that you don't know what you don't know. So what I've learned is that it is an investment that is far more important than buying another gun. I'm going to start putting money aside and investing for this type of training once or twice a year, because it is life-saving. That training right there will save my life more than the next best gun or sight. So it was an amazing class. I appreciate you and Schwarzenegger, John Payne, and all the other instructors that participated. I had fellowship with great, great guys. and it was an amazing experience. Everybody has to take the time to make the investment for this type of training. So with that, Bob, take care. Keep it up.
Well, Damien, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Glad you got a lot out of it. Hope to see you at some future training. I got a feeling that I'm going to. If you want to sign up for this class, you can do two things. You can go over to my website, handgunworld.com, and there's a link directly to the Suarez website to sign up. Or you can just go to SuarezInternational.com and go to their training section. You can find it. Either way, doesn't matter. You have to sign up through Suarez International. And the investment's $450. It'll be very well spent money. I can tell you it's going to be very well spent. So hope to see you there. My teaching style is that you're just going to get a lot more of what you hear on this podcast. And, of course, I'm going to teach the SI Close Range Gunfighting curriculum. So if you like what you hear on my show, you like listening to it, you're going to get me. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do my thing. And I'm going to teach the Suarez Close Range Gunfighting curriculum, and you won't be disappointed. I'm going to leave it all out on the range, folks. That's my style. 100 miles an hour pretty much all the time. Get ready to come do some excellent training. Now, I will say this. If you want to come with a pistol to try to conserve ammo a little bit, if you want to come with a 22 long rifle pistol, that's okay. You can do that. I would really prefer that you do as much training with the gun that you're going to carry or defend your life with as possible. But I understand the ammo shortage, and I understand that it's hard, although, hey, 22 long rifle's hard to get too, so whatever. Whatever works for you, hopefully I'll see you there May 18th and 19th. There will be a direct link to sign up for this course if you just go to the show notes for this middle of the week episode at handgunworld.com. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Bob Main. You've just listened to another middle-of-the-week episode of the Handgun World podcast. The reason I carry a gun is because I can't carry a cop. Don't forget that the loudest sound a shooter hears is a bang when he's expecting a click, or a click when he's expecting bang. Shoot straight, shoot safe. Thanks.